2 Kings chapter 6, verses 21 to 23. I want to look for a few moments at the king of Israel in this episode with Elisha and the army of Aram. I'm taking him out of order because I want to finish with Elisha. Elisha, by God's power, has been enabled to work a miracle, and he has brought the army of Aram into a place where they are unable to carry out their scheme of attacking Samaria. He's blinded them. The Lord has blinded them. And now they're inside Samaria when their eyes are opened. And it's the king of Israel's reaction that I want to speak about. Now, I've got very little to say, but there is something here, I think, that must be prized out. These are only thoughts on the life of Elisha. Perhaps somebody listening to me will be able to develop them in a more substantial and profitable way. But let me say what I see here. Here is the king of Israel. He sees these Syrian soldiers, these men of Aram, at his mercy. And his first reaction is, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? Shall I kill them, my father? Shall I kill them? Now he addresses Elisha as his father, as a prophet, as having authority. But his reaction, his emotion here is clearly one of killing. Take advantage of these men. But Elisha counsels, don't kill them, he said. Would you kill men you've captured with your own sword or bow? These men are at your mercy. Set food and water before them and so on, that they may eat and drink and then go back. And, of course, the king of Israel fortunately obeys and acts upon this advice. And the soldiers are sent home, and it brings peace, for a time anyway, between Aram and Israel. The bands of Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory. But I want to just say a few words on the king of Israel. We've met him before in chapter 5, verse 7. He goes into a rage when Naaman and the letter arrive, and the king of Syria, the king of Aram, is asked if the king of Israel can cure this man of his illness, his skin disease. He goes into a rage at that time, thinking that Syria wants war. Now he seems to be peaceably minded and submissive to the prophet. And yet later in the same chapter, he will be hating the prophet. What am I saying about the king of Israel? I know so little about him. I know that being a king of Israel, the king of Samaria, he is in fact a wicked man. I know also, from what I can see, that he is an unstable man. He can fly into a rage, he can be docile, he can be submissive to the prophet, he can hate the prophet, almost in the same breath, I might say, within a very short space. He's unstable. Here, at this level, he seems to be very submissive. He bows and he yields to Elisha's advice. All very good. But whatever else this man is, he's just superficial. It doesn't seem to go very far. It doesn't seem to penetrate very far into his life. His heart is not reached. He's a superficial man. It's skin deep with him. This is what I see. Now, these are the thoughts I'm bringing to you. This is what I see in the natural man so often. So many of them can seem to talk religious talk. They can seem to be yielding to a kind of religion. They can be going along with something, but it's all superficial. I must say that the thought that came into my mind was Joseph Hart's hymn on this question. Let us ask the important question. Brethren, be not too secure. What it is to be a Christian, how we may our hearts assure. I break in there. This is a very real question that Joseph Hart is raising for us. In the days of Christendom especially, when there's so much Christian, so-called Christianism about, so much churchianity, so much Christendom Christianity, so much Christendom Christians about. We need to understand what being a real Christian is. Let us ask the important question, brethren, be not too secure, what it is to be a Christian, what it is to be a real Christian, a Bible, biblical Christian, how we may our hearts assure. Vain is all our best devotion, if on false foundations built. If we build on the wrong foundation, if we got the wrong definition, if it's just made up stuff, something's dreadful wrong, dreadfully wrong. True religion's more than notion. Something must be known and felt. You see, this is what heart is getting to. It's got to be more than skin deep. And he goes on to speak of the Holy Spirit. He goes on to speak of Jesus and his merit and so on. And this is the truth of it. We've got to have spiritual relationships with God. We have to be born again of God's Spirit. It has to be more than skin deep. We have to have a heart faith, a heart repentance, a heart trust, a heart commitment, a heart love for Christ. It has to be more than just an outward conformity. Something must be known and felt. Actually, someone must be known and felt. Christ by his Spirit. Now, that's the sort of thing I see in the King of Israel. He's skin deep. It's not really known and felt. He goes along with it. My friend, chapel attendance, churchianity, mere religion, saying prayers, reading the Bible. This in itself is not the way. Something must be known and felt. Someone, Christ. Have you had a heart experience of Jesus? Have you a heart love for him? A heart trust in him? Have you turned to him with your whole being? Do you want him in that way? Or are you just content to be an outward Christendom Christian? God deliver us from such. Make me to be a real Christian. Am I made a real Christian? Washed in the Redeemer's blood. That's what Gadsby asked. That's what Gadsby wanted. And that's what I want. And that's what I see in the King of Israel. The lack of this reality. The instability. The superficiality of the man. God deliver us from superficiality and instability. May we be decided for Christ from the heart, trusting him, loving him, obeying him. Amen.